How can an invitation offend you?
I don't know. I mean, I do not consider myself a hypersensitive person.
Erica, I would agree with that. I mean,
Erica's sensitive in this way. If she thinks you're BSing her, or it's not real, or you're messing with her, you're sensitive to that. Is that being sensitive or being sensitive having a good BSometer?
Well, and this may fall into exactly that category, Jack. Don't BS me. Don't do something for show. Don't say something just because. I don't like any of that stuff. And, you know, it makes getting to know new people and dating and all that difficult because you're just constantly trying to sift out the BS from the real stuff.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
And you guys will let me know if I'm being thin-skinned about this. So, a friend of mine was having a party over the weekend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The planning has
been... Is this a female or a male friend?
A male friend.
Okay.
A dude, you know.
I guess we have to ask somebody you're seeing?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, we have to know the players.
Yes, Jack. So, it does change everything.
Yeah.
Drastically changes things. Yeah. Yeah, so this dude I'm seeing. So, this has been in the planning stages for a long time.
Mm-hmm. This was P.E.
Pre-Erica.
Yeah, I mean, I've only been seeing him for like 6 weeks, so I guess probably before that, or right around the genesis of that, something like that. I've heard about it the whole time. So 2 days before, he says to me, he's talking about that event, and he said, you should come by if you want.
Whoa.
You should. Those are the exact words.
Well, is it a work party? Is it work people?
Mm-mm.
Because that would be a come by.
No.
Was this a party where invitations were sent out to others?
I don't know.
Okay, because if it was and you didn't get a paper invitation, you can't.
I don't think it was that kind of thing. It was more like a football watching thing. It was more, you know, friends and family.
Was it more guy thing?
No.
Will there be family of his at this party?
Yeah.
Will his children be there?
So, yeah. Oh. So... Then you start asking yourself all those follow-up questions.
Oh, boy. And believe me, nobody's going to ask themselves more follow-up questions than Erica.
That's where I go spiraling off because I'm like, well, if this, then that. So what does that tell me? That, see, now I could get really...
We know, Erica. We know.
By the way, did I go? You guys know me.
You went.
No.
No, she
You
didn't.
Went. You
no.
showed up. Show you this.
Chance,
no,
Jack.
You didn't go at all.
That's a non-invitation invitation. Don't bother.
If Erica is uncomfortable, she's going.
Erica didn't go, Jack, but she did drive by the house 15 times that day.
No, I sent my people.
With video cameras rolling, parabolic mics picking up every sound inside.
Yeah. Wires tapped.
Not only did I not go, you're lucky if you ever see me again.
Oh, dear Lord.
Seriously.
Well, if it was a guy-oriented thing or, you know, like a buddy's hanging out with his buddy, thing.
No, you said the kids were going to be there.
Well, yeah, but your kids come maybe on the weekend. I don't know. If it was a party, like a dinner party, and you weren't, and it was a drop-by, that's offensive. If it's a football kind of hanging with the guys, he gets some slack. He gets to answer a few questions before you copy your attitude.
Yeah, see, I don't even ask the questions. I'm just...
Yeah. I don't think that's offensive.
Really?
I think, because I think, again, if we were a dinner party or a cocktail party and you weren't invited, it's like, what the hell were these last 6 weeks?
Yeah.
How am I not a part of your
words.
Party?
Think about the words. The actual words, you should come by if you want.
That's a little dismissive. I think it's trying. Listen, we know what he does for a living, so being careful of your words.
Right.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah. So... there are a bazillion lawyers here. There's no city with more lawyers than here. It doesn't exactly identify the guy. But I mean...
Oh, I wouldn't identify him. I can't even make the family.
You can't even make the football party. You get a hard invitation to that, for God's sake. You're not exactly a witness to it. He's a little too careful.
Right?
No, I do. I mean, all playing aside. God. Being serious with you.
Okay.
You know, if I were having, like, you know, Jimmy over, but... other guy friends that you may not know, and we were going to watch a game, and kind of hang out. I might say, well, if you want to come by and watch, feel free to. But I'm not dating you. If you're dating someone, there is certainly a broader net of, hey, by the way, Eric, you know, I'm doing this. These guys are coming.
Right.
You know, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. If you want to meet these guys, come. If you don't, then he owed you more.
I felt like, use your words. You're an adult.
Eric, I think he did use his words, and the words were, stop by if you want to. I think I know what he means. I think he means, if you want to stop by, you can if you want to.
You can. Isn't I want you there?
I don't think you were blown off. I think he was maybe being cautious. I think it was maybe sort of to see if you would. And if you did, wasn't sure you'd be comfortable.
It hurt my feelings, and I don't even have any feelings anymore.
Oh, God.
Wow. If that hurt your feelings.
I know.
Wait until an actual couples thing happens.
Oh, boy. We can't take that, Eric.
Eric, we went through 2 years of that. No more hurt feelings. We thought you were numb. Please.
Emotionally getting sick. Have you thought about becoming a nun?
Chill the Chardonnay. We still have an hour and a half to go.